Hey friends, this is Shadima, also known as the Type A Hippie, and this is the Type A Hippie podcast, SheCast episode 16. So I figured since we started on Thanksgiving that I would give you all 16 episodes in 2016, which is kind of crazy that I've been so inspired to share with you all, and it brings tears to my eyes to think that 2 months ago, this podcast didn't even exist, even though the seed had been planted. And now I get to spend time with you all on a pretty regular basis, and it's awesome. So hopefully I'll get a little bit more balance in the new year, and we'll provide one episode per week, not the typical 3 to 4. So for this last episode of the year, I wanted to talk about intimacy, vulnerability, authenticity, all things that are incredibly important to include in a difficult conversation or these conversation starters. And so I've had some really amazing guests over the last several weeks, and this podcast would not be as successful and as authentic and vulnerable and real and intimate if it weren't for these amazing souls that I interviewed over the last several weeks. And so just jumping in, intimacy, it's like into you or into me you see. And so there are various definitions or ways to look at intimacy. There can be physical intimacy, and that can be characterized by friendship, platonic love, romantic love, or sexual activity. And so I was eating dinner with one of my dearest, closest, best friends from college, and we've known each other 20 years at this point, and we were talking about intimacy, and I said, I mean, this is intimate right here. You know, I shouldn't say obviously because that's not a thing, but there's not a romantic love between she and I. Yet there is love, you know, and it's love of friendship or a friendly love, I would say. And we've been through a lot together as friends, and I feel like sometimes that gets lost. So the intimacy gets lost and it's traded in for example, just sexual activity or the physical instead of like a spiritual connection or a emotional intimacy. So I love Brené Brown, and I've started Gifts of Imperfection, so I need to find that. It's still packed in a box somewhere. I need to find that and finish that. That'll be in 2017. But I have read Daring Greatly, and I read Rising Strong. So in terms of authenticity, what does it mean? It's the quality of being authentic, real. It is not deviated from the original in any way. It's kind of like if you think of concrete, that it's pure. Nothing has been added to it that has changed the composition of it. And what's interesting, when I looked up vulnerability, it was talking about weakness, but like weakness in a system, almost like a computer security situation, rather than kind of eliminating the walls or letting them down. I was reading something on social media today, and Glennon Doyle Melton wrote that 2017 for her was all about bridge building. And that's what I feel like I was created to do, and also what I feel like this podcast has the potential to do. It is a platform. It's a small platform right now, and I'm totally okay with that, but it's a platform for change and for having those difficult conversations about things that mean something, that are meaningful, and bridging the gap or standing in the gap. Because remember, I am you and you are me. There are no others and there's no us versus them. So when we think about it that way, it is easier to stomach and actually thrive with building a bridge so that people can cross back and forth and can participate in life together. So, one thing that Brené wrote was authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. So, choosing authenticity means cultivating the courage to be imperfect, to set boundaries, to allow ourselves to be vulnerable, exercising the compassion that comes from knowing that we are all made of strength and struggle, and nurturing the connection and sense of belonging that can only happen when we believe that we are enough. So when I come to the table and I'm struggling, so true story, I was starting to be interested in someone. And I had told some of my girlfriends about, and my sister about this man. And it turns out that what is authentic for him is inconsistent with what's authentic for me. And quite honestly, on paper, across the board, overwhelmingly, there's a lot in common. That said, there is one major thing that doesn't work for me that works for him. And it's major enough that it just wouldn't work. And so we're just automatically friends now. And it's totally awesome because that hasn't always been me in the past. I have been very quick to cut people off, and I just feel that this person did come into my life for a reason, and I don't feel like they're supposed to be out of my life just because a romantic relationship wouldn't work. And so I'm grateful that I am in a point in my life where I'm good with that. You know, I can keep it real, keep it 100, and recognize that it's all good. Everything is all good, and there is a reason for most everything, even if I don't know what it is at the time. So I love that authenticity demands wholehearted living and loving. Even when it's hard, even when we're wrestling with the shame and fear of not being good enough, and especially when the joy is so intense that we're afraid to let ourselves feel it. Mindfully practicing authenticity during our most soul-searching struggles is how we invite grace, joy, and gratitude into our lives. And so I was writing in my, I'm probably going to cry, my passion planner today. And so one of the things I love about that particular planner is that every month, it gives you an opportunity to reflect on the month before. So, at the end of the month, or I should say at the beginning of the next month, it gives you an opportunity to take a look at the last month. And so, I was catching up, so I didn't write about November. I wrote about November and then I wrote about December, even though I have one more day, or we have one more day left in December. And a lot has happened in 2016. I am not one of the people that holds I don't say F you to 2016. This was actually personally a really lovely year for me. I would say as a nation, we struggled for sure. And I still believe in hashtag hope rising. But this year had a lot of highs for me. And as I think about them, January 1, 2016, I would never have guessed that I would be sitting here on December 31st, 2016, recounting. I got a chance to go to Seattle for the first time for a week in February, so I'll back up. So, January, I was able to support some of my company's teams in Chicago, new centers, medical centers opened up, and I was there for a week supporting those teams because I've been with, at that point, I had been with the company for 4 years. And I got to hang out with my sister, on the weekend of that business trip. And in February, I went to Seattle and was part of Yoga Medicine and part of their 500-hour yoga certification. And I learned about the hips and that the hips don't lie. So I learned about the hips, which was cool, and connected with several people there. And in March, I celebrated a personal milestone of 9 years of living a different way. And that was pretty amazing. And I started an online calculus class, which went terribly. So in March, I also found out a seed had been planted with two of the doctors I work with that I should go to med school. And as with most things, I say, absolutely not. I am not interested in that. And then the next thought was, well, why not? And so I applied for a pre-med post-bac program. So that's a program that is for people that have a bachelor's degree, people who are changing careers, people who may not have done so well with their pre-medical studies. Classes, prerequisites, and undergrad, and want to retake. And so I interviewed on March 1st of this year, and I was told that I would find out a week later. And what actually happened was 8 minutes after I hung up the phone with them, they accepted me. I didn't know that at the time because what I've learned from other people is that I do the footwork and I leave the results up to spirit. I don't worry about the, what's beyond my control. I just do the very best that I can do, and that's what I did with this interview. And so I was being of service and part of my community when I finally found out later on that evening, and I was with some girlfriends and I found out. So that was in March. In April, we had my going away party, and I found out again how loved I am. Different parts of my world collided in a good way at this going away party. And in May, I embarked on the move. And so I guess I should say some of the bad. So in April, I signed a lease for a place that doesn't exist in LA. The complex exists, but the unit doesn't. And so I gave someone, a scam artist, $3,200 first and last month's rent. So that was pretty devastating. In May 7th, I drove from Vegas to LA. May 4th, we had my moving party, and my girlfriends literally moved me. And then May 7th, I drove out, and within a minute of getting on the freeway, the trailer that I was towing flipped my truck. And so I had to climb out of the passenger side, and the truck got totaled. And it was pretty traumatic. I sustained some injuries, but I walked away with my life. And so the creator of the universe didn't think I was done living yet, and my life was spared for whatever reason. 3 days later, I got back on the road and moved to California, and I was there for 3 months. And there were highs and lows there because I didn't have a place to stay. But one of my dear friends told her sister, and I stayed with her mother-in-law. And then I moved a little bit closer to school, but I was commuting so much. I had to get on the road by like 5:30 for class at 9 so that I could get there and miss traffic, as much traffic as I could. So it was a sacrifice. And I wasn't working, and I was just kind of getting acclimated. And then I moved a little bit closer. So I was in Arcadia at first, and I was in Pasadena. So it's still not close, but closer. And it was just, I stayed with my dear friend Allison for 2 months. I subletted her place while she was gallivanting around the globe. And then I moved back to Vegas because in June I realized that the divine was calling me back to home. And so I moved in August 1st. I moved back to Vegas for a month to release my big ticket items like furniture and stuff to new owners and be free and lighten my load and pack and sell other stuff and get myself together so that I could leave Las Vegas and say, see you later. So I flew out August 30th to back home to Michigan. So I was here in Ann Arbor and have been here for 3 months and got to see a U of M football game from box seats. I was in Boston in June because when I had resigned in April from my job of over 4 years, and they rehired me in June. So I work part-time remotely, which is a gift. So I could do that with school, and my grades actually improved when I started working. My two grades, my chemistry lab and the class, improved by a letter grade. And so I was able to, during the summer when I was in California, do a full year of chemistry in 10 weeks, 2 5-week terms, which is crazy and so good. Met some amazing people in my program that I'm still close to now. And since being in back in Ann Arbor, I've started doing a weekly meditation, like guiding one, video blogs, this podcast. And I thought that I had nothing to share. I dimmed my shine and hid essentially so that other people would feel comfortable around me. And I'm just so grateful for the love and support I've gotten over the last 12 months in particular, but for my life. And a lot of it I didn't notice because I just wasn't awake and I wasn't aware. And I'm grateful that I am today. I'm grateful that I'm able to be authentic and vulnerable and intimate with the people that have earned the right to hear my story. And I hope to inspire you who is listening right now to do the same thing in your own life. It's not going to look the same as mine, and it shouldn't, you know. It doesn't need to, because you're enough and you have a voice. And if I can help amplify that voice, I would love to. It would be my honor and privilege. I came back to Michigan with a purpose, and that was to start school, which I postponed, or resume school, I postponed, but it was to advocate and do advocacy work around mental illness, sexual assault and domestic violence, and substance use disorder or alcoholism and addiction, and I've done that. These are things that touch many people's lives. These are things that we've talked about in the past in very demeaning and degrading and disrespectful ways. And the time for that to stop is right now. And so I will prod and I will poke. I am sweet and spicy and unapologetically so, because we need to have new conversations. And so I'm grateful my life didn't end on May 7th of this year, 2016. I'm so glad for the ups and the downs of the year, because it's been a beautiful theme. And I really look forward to what the creator of the universe has for myself and you and all of us for 2017. I'm in Humans of New York stories, and there's someone with a hand, and they seem to have a hospital bracelet, and it says, "They told me I was fine." There's a guy on the street. It says, "Nobody came to my 10th birthday party. I have a very vivid memory of helping my mother set the table, then watching through the window as the sun slowly set before finally realizing that nobody was coming. That moment pretty much set the themes for the rest of my life." And then this interracial couple is asked, "Do you remember the greatest day you've ever spent together?" I'd say Christmas Eve in Kabul, when we drank that bottle of champagne at the French restaurant and you got drunk for the first time. I was going to say the time we were in South Africa during the World Cup and we went on that safari in the park near Botswana. We came up on an oasis and every type of animal was there at the exact same time. I honor the place within you where the entire universe resides. I honor the place within you of love, of light, of truth, of peace. I honor the place within you where when you are in that place in you and I am in that place in me, there is only one of us. So friends, I hope you have a blessed rest of 2016. We're so close to the start of a new year. I hope you're able to take time and space to reflect, to get reinvigorated, re-energized. I hope you take the time to have gratitude, genuine gratitude for yourself and for your loved ones, people that have been in your corner and love you unconditionally. Again, I want to thank everyone that's been on this podcast this year. I want to thank my parents and my siblings for their love and support, my nephews, my loving life coach, friends, and all of you. My name is Shadima, also known as the Type A Hippie. Remain blessed. Namaste.